Okay, well, this isn't David. This isn't David Cassidy, at least yet, who has been delayed in getting to us. But we have on the line the president of the International David Cassidy Fan Club, I believe, Barbara. Correct?
Yes, that's right.
And tell us a little bit about the club.
Okay, the club was started by my coworker Tina Funk in Germany in 1974 after David closed his official Bell Records club. And we just started it just to, like, keep fans informed of what's going on about him. And it just grew and grew. And we now have 10,000 worldwide members. And it's been going strong since 74.
That's remarkable, Barb, because 74, he pretty much stopped touring, didn't he?
He did, and that's why it was hard to find information about him. So we kind of pooled our resources and just tried to get any information we can. We got a lot of help from his manager at that time, Ruth Ahrens. She supported the fan club and gave us information, and everybody that's been working with him along the years has been very helpful to the fan club and supportive, and the fans themselves are absolutely supportive. We get news from every corner of the world. If there's a blurb about him in the smallest country newspaper, we get it from them, you know.
And what's your website?
It's www.justdavid.net.
Okay. Have you spoken with David recently?
Last time I spoke to David was late last year.
Oh, well, you know, maybe we'll just have you hang on the phone here for a little bit if he does happen to call. Now, is he known for standing people up like this?
No. If there's a problem, it's something that's beyond his control. Obviously, his schedule was very tight but no, he makes every effort to fulfill all of his commitments. He's very good about that.
Yeah, well, you know, he must be, because I mean, you just don't get to the status that David is at.
Oh, I know, and you wouldn't have everybody hanging on to the internet, you know, knowing for sure that he's going to be there, you know.
Yeah, well, I do believe, if by the expression on my co-host's face, that perhaps David is now on the other line.
Terrific.
This is KVMR FM in Nevada City, where we are just thrilled to be able to announce that David is going to be appearing very close in our listening area on, it's a week from this Friday, I believe, that he'll be in Fairfield at the Candy Festival.